Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. Hello, sister travelers. Well, I know we all love hacks, whether it's for daily living hacks, but I'm going to speak again about some travel hacks. And this one is specific to airport travel hacks, ways to make your trips less stressful, save you some time, and maybe even save you some money. If you want to go back to episode 54 on October 3rd, I share some packing travel hacks, three really unique ones that you may not have thought of. So today, airport hacks. What can we do to make that whole process of, you know, being in the airport, catching our flights, less stressful, and even run a little smoothly and save you some time? So number one is you really need to get TSA PreCheck or Global Entry works as well. These are applications that you would apply to for access to go through lines quicker. I know in TSA PreCheck, one example is you don't need to take your shoes off, and often you don't even need to take your laptop out necessarily. And it's a much quicker process. It's a quicker line. There's a shorter line as well. And Global Entry does similarly the same thing. It's almost like just that pre-check idea. And this will save you time at the airport. I don't like to be there really any longer than I have to. And this would be a way to reduce that time, A, that you're standing in line, and B, that you need to be at the airport. Some of the reasons we have to be at the airport so early is often because getting through the security checks can take at least a half hour, 45 minutes. And so that's sort of that buffer of that hour and a half or so, 2 hours, maybe even three if you're doing international travel, that they tell you to be at the airport. So get the pre-check or Global Entry to save you some time. Number two, book an early morning flight. This avoids any kind of possible delays or even cancellations. And on the bonus side of that, it actually, those morning flights have less turbulence. I know, in fact, so I am not a morning person, but I will get up early for an early morning flight, especially if it's, sometimes those early morning flights too are cheaper. So keep that in mind as you are looking to book a flight. Number three, if you are driving to the airport and you're parking there, take a photo of where you parked so that when your trip is over after that week or so, you can remember where you parked. Maybe some of you already do that. It's a great little hack there, and it's already on your phone and you don't even need to write it down. Just look for that picture of where you parked. Number four, bring an empty water bottle. I have expressed this to do this many episodes just for, you know, saving plastic, of course, but also, you know, having that ability to get water. I use a filtered water bottle. That way I can use the fill it up at the airport with some tap water and it gets filtered through my Life Straw. And this also saves you money, right? So you're not having to buy expensive bottled water at the airport. Number five, always check your flight status before headed to the airport. Things obviously can change on a dime. You can't help when things happen once you get to the airport, obviously. Sometimes that happens where things are delayed once you're there. But sometimes there's enough of a notice before you leave your home or to get to the airport that a flight may have been delayed or canceled. Sometimes they will even text you. The airlines can text you if you subscribe to that to let you know sort of that status. And often with bad weather, that, you know, comes with the territory, right? So we want to keep tabs on your flight. And there's also ways to do that, typically through the airline's app. So you can always check your flight, see if it's running on time before you head out the door to the airport. Number six, I did have an episode about lounge access. If you're able to, I would sign up for lounge access so that while you are at the airport, it is more enjoyable. You might be spending a little bit for that access, or if you have passes to get in, depending on, you know, whether it's your flight status or your credit card miles. But this is a great way to relax, but also get free food and drink while you are waiting for your flight to take off. Also a great place to be if your flight is delayed by chance and you have to hang out a little longer at the airport, right? And number seven, this little trick some people like, especially if you have a general colored black, gray suitcase like everybody else, that to put a designated little, whether it's a sticker or a scarf or a ribbon, something on your suitcase to designate that it is yours, so that as it comes around the carousel, that it is recognizable and you're not waiting or someone else doesn't take your bag by accident. And that could certainly delay your time there at the airport. If you do a carry-on, then you have no worries about that one. But I actually have really bright colored suitcases, so they do not get mistaken. But my children have, you know, your standard charcoal gray or dark blue kind of suitcases that are very common. And so to designate that, some people put a little sticker or a scarf or ribbon on the handle so that when it comes around, it is recognizable. So I hope you will use these airport hacks to save you some time and money and even stress at the airport. They're rather quick and easy little steps that you can do. And remember to refer back to episode 54 if you want to hear about some packing travel hacks that you could certainly use on your next trip. Remember, if you enjoyed this episode or any others, if you would be so kind to leave a review, I would greatly appreciate it. And join my community at Facebook. It is in the show notes if you need the Facebook page group. And I hope to see you there to join the conversation. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.